Merry Yuletide and blessed solstice, everyone. This is just a quick Yuletide pop-in. No matter your hemisphere, tonight is about the changing of the seasonal tides, and with 2020 being the year that it has been, it's time to reflect on our lessons and begin to pave the way forward. Tonight, as the sun sets and we begin the longest night, I will place a star atop my Yule tree as a symbol of hope. Hope for those that need it most in the darkest nights. Tonight is the turning of the tides, and when the long nights begin to give way to longer days, when the cyclical tides of light and dark shift once again. Tonight is a time to remember the year and to think of those whose lives may be clouded by darkness. It is about lighting a candle of hope, especially after all that 2020 has brought us. After placing my star upon my Yule tree, I will light my Yule candle. And each night I will return to this candle to meditate on the past year, offering gratitude and remembrance, and to begin dreaming of the year. As I stand before my Yuletide altar, I might offer up these words in remembrance and hope. I light a candle tonight for the families who are missing a soul at the table. A candle in remembrance of the lives we have lost worldwide to the COVID-19 pandemic, disproportionately harming those of the global majority. We have lost so many souls this year. If you have lost someone, may you find solace in the coming year. I light a candle in remembrance for those who have been killed in the continued fight for racial justice and trans rights in this country and around the world. May this light be a reminder that you do not stand alone, a reminder of all those that have been lost needlessly. May this be a light, a force against hate. I light a candle of hope for a world where we can recognize and learn from the mistakes of the past to pave forward a future where everyone may be seen and heard, where the white people learn to share and give back to those we have taken from for so long. May this light symbolize our eternal gratitude and the debt to be repaid. I light a candle tonight for those that are struggling, looking for the next meal, a place out of the rain, a warm bed, a chance to make it without sacrificing everything. May this candle of hope bring you more this year, more security, more rest, more love, more laughter. I light a candle tonight for those who are shrouded in the darkness of solitude. May this light be a reminder that you are never alone, and that in the light, you can see those that stand beside you. I light a candle tonight for all of you. I have so much gratitude for the community we are building. May your days be filled with the magic of all that you need. Blessed be. As above, so below. As I will, so mote it be. Merry Yuletide and blessed solstice. While the longest night holds a deep significance of gratitude and remembrance as we reflect on the year, that is not to say it's without its happiness and joy for what we are doing, but sparking hope in the darkest night. So take this night to reflect, but then, as the sun begins to shine over the horizon, fill your Yuletide days embodying the year you hope to bring. This is a time of family, love, community, self-care. It is a time to give thanks to the earth as she rests and produces in turn. This is a moment of stillness within yourself, but finding joy, hope, and contentment in those small moments. The crisp morning, the long shadows. And for those in the southern hemisphere where your tides flow in direct opposite of us appear, may your summer solstice be filled with warm days and long summer nights. Want some Yuletide ritual guidance? Check out my Patreon where I recently posted my yearly Yuletide workbook. Thanks for listening.